At the age of 15, Hannah Leos became a drug addict after a high school classmate began sharing with her some powerful prescription anti-anxiety pills.
Benzodiazepines, Valium, Xanax, Klonopin, Lorazepam.
These drugs can be found in the medicine cabinets of many American homes. So can opioid painkillers. Teenagers in growing numbers have been using their parents' prescription drugs to get high.
They're prescribed them, they get them filled, and they just sit there. They sit there for a long time. So the kids can take them all.
Pharmacists like David Von Driesch are aware of the problem.
You hear about people, they had their grandson, granddaughter come visit, and then they're running short and refilling it early, and they're not sure what happened.
At a joint press conference Tuesday, federal health officials and representatives from drug enforcement agencies announced the Obama administration's new National Prescription Drug Abuse Plan, the first comprehensive federal plan for controlling the intentional misuse of these doctor-authorized medications. It includes retraining 1 million doctors on proper prescription practices, creating databases to track prescription painkillers and other controlled drugs, educating the public about the danger of prescription drug abuse, and stepping up law enforcement. Gil Kerlikowski is President Obama's National Drug Policy Director.
The prescription drug problem cuts across all of the age groups. No one should put a face that this is a young person's problem, a more wealthy person's problem. This cuts across all the demographics.
Hannah Leos went to jail after she was caught writing her own prescriptions, but she's alive and recovering from her addiction. Rich Perry died of a prescription drug overdose at the age of 21. His addiction started in high school. Perry's parents, Karen and Rich Perry, support the administration's plan for prescription drugs.
We weren't aware of it because Rich, you know, behaved like any other normal kid. You know, he was getting good grades. He was, you know, on the golf team. He was just like any other kid.
Their son's addiction didn't stop at prescription drugs. He became a heroin user. Heroin is cheaper than prescription painkillers like OxyContin. The Perrys put him in a treatment program, but addiction is a disease in which relapse is almost normal.
But each time they get that education and they go into the treatment, they get a clearer understanding of, you know, what's needed, what the signs to look for, what, you know, how to prevent it. Of course, you know, there's always that risk that they don't make it to the next time a treatment, like my son did not.
The Perrys started a task force to prevent other families from losing a loved one from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. Carol Pearson, VOA News.